Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to our annual Presbyterian Women's Sunday. Everyone that's participating today is a woman, and it's also the day that we recognize one of our own women with a special presentation. I have many announcements, so bear with me. Jason asked me to tell you that tonight's Great Stories of the Old Testament Bible Study has been canceled. The community meal will be this Thursday, March the 9th, from 5 to 6:30, Fellowship Hall. It will be shepherd's pie, broccoli, Irish bread, and dessert. Youth, please plan to join Paige at 4 p.m. next Sunday in Fellowship Hall for a time of fellowship. We will begin collecting non-perishable food items on Sunday, March the 12th and the 19th. For loaves and fishes, there are barrels that you can put your donations in the Narthex and in the Ed Building. We still have several dates on the Sanctuary Flower Calendar, including the last Sunday of this month, March the 26th. And our dates are also listed in the bulletin. You can contact Cheryl if you are interested in honoring someone or memory of someone. We need your help again. We will gather Saturday, March the 18th from 9 to 1 p.m. to finish the job of cleaning up the side street and sidewalk beside the church that was started last month. We appreciate everyone that helped before and would love to have you come. In case of rain on the 18th, we'll reschedule it to April the 1st. And you can contact Penny Love if you have any questions. Thanks to everyone who helped painting the hallway behind the sanctuary. Due to the cost of new light fixtures, we still could use some additional donations to help cover the cost. If you're able and willing to make a monetary donation, please be sure to market new lights in the hallway project. A Christian sympathy is extended today to Sandy Thompson and her family on the death of her mother, Betty Russell, this past Friday morning. Please remember the family in your prayers. And the beautiful flowers in our sanctuary today are in memory of Bill Cook and Rose Miller by Angela Cook and Mike Miller. And I also have a couple of other announcements. Cheryl said that she remembered about the Easter lilies after she post-printed everything. And so here is the slip. And they are, you can order them. The deadline is 3:15. And order forms are in the box in the Narthex. Our moment for mission is the Blanket Sunday, and Presbyterian women usually do this once a year. We decided to do it today since we're having the service, and this is the blanket that is usually sent to those that need it. We had received this blanket from Church World Service. We also had received this. You can see that they are nice blankets and would help keep someone warm. Ruth and Natalie will be outside after the service, and they will be collecting money if you'd like to buy a blanket. And I said, I may have said $10, but they are $5, and that's nice, pretty good price for refugees. We were thinking about those that were in Turkey and Syria and how cold it had been. And so Church World Service will send blankets to any disaster that's needed. Presbyterian Women's purpose statement is written at the top of your bulletin. And we wanted you to know this is what we do. We are forgiven and freed by God in Jesus Christ, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. And we commit ourselves to nurture our faith through prayer and Bible study, to support the mission of the church worldwide, to work for justice and peace, and to build an inclusive, caring community of women that strengthens the Presbyterian Church USA and witnesses to the promise of God's kingdom. Jenny Dunn was supposed to do our call to worship, and she let me know that she was not going to be here today. She's sick. So Bonnie Pace is going to lead us through the call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin. I will bless the Lord at all times.
God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes it boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
O magnify the Lord with me.
And let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord and was answered.
God delivered me from all my fears.
The angel of the Lord encamps
around those who fear God and delivers them.
O taste and see that the Lord is good.
Happy are those who take refuge in God.
Depart from evil and do good.
Seek peace and pursue it.
Please greet your neighbors for the passing of the peace.
Thank you. Join me in our call to confession. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our thoughts. See if there is any hurtful way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Sisters, siblings, believe the good news of the gospel. In Christ we are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
Going through the announcement so fast that I didn't look and see if anybody else wanted to make an announcement. But Jeannie asked me to tell you that the laundry ministry went last Monday night and they spent $84 washing people's clothes. And the stories that she tells about how grateful these people are is just amazing. So she wanted you to know that. And that's another one of the Presbyterian Women's projects.
And save your quarters.
Save your quarters. Please join with me in the affirmation of faith, the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. You may be seated, but please join us as we sing hymn number 695, Change My Heart.
This is not only a song, it's a prayer, and it probably should be our prayer every day. And the scripture is so full of how we need to continue to focus on our walk. So just really lift this up to the Lord.
Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. You are the bottom, I am the clay.
children would come forward so Paige can do the children's sermon.
Good morning. Do you want to come over here? Just come closer. Awesome. How was everyone this morning? Oh, good. We got a couple more coming. All right. Are you guys doing good? Awesome. What do I have here? Do you guys know what this is? Yeah? Lollipops? Little dum-dum suckers, right? What is something that you guys, when you open this bag, what do you see? What's in there other than suckers? What do you notice about them?
Colors.
Colors, yeah. So they have different colors, different flavors, right? Do you guys each have a favorite color or flavor?
Pink and purple.
You like pink and purple?
Orange, black, and red.
Awesome. What about flavors? Do you guys have a favorite flavor? Yeah? Nice. You know, I noticed that one of the things you guys didn't mention was butterscotch. Yeah, see that reaction right there? Yeah, exactly. Right? I think it's an acquired taste sometimes when you get older. But you do notice... Do you ever wonder why people don't like butterscotch? No, you don't know why? Do you think it's maybe not as sweet as grape or cherry? Yeah, maybe not the flavor. You notice the wrapper is just a different color, maybe not as inviting, maybe if that's what you might think. It's not bright, colorful. Well, one of the things is, I noticed when I've given those out to kids before, all the butterscotch is left. All the other flavors are gone. But you know what I do? I end up eating those butterscotch. Because, yep, exactly. Because I love them all, just as Jesus loves all of us, right? So, these dum-dums kind of remind me of children. You know, have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed if you play a game? If someone's ever been left out, has anyone here ever been left out playing a game? You have? How did that make you feel?
I'm used to it.
You're used to it? Yeah. Well, one of the things that you can know is that Jesus loves all of us, right? No matter, you know, how we might be a little different, whether it be our skin color or if we're just a little... you know, different, if we have any type of disabilities, right? God loves us all the same. And he wants all of us to love just as he loves, okay? So what we need to do is to remember that Jesus loves all the children, and he said that you and I should do the same. Jesus said, and this is the Bible verse in the Bible, as I have loved you, so must you love one another, okay? So let's try to remember that we love everyone, just as Jesus loves us, okay? All right, so let's have a prayer. Bow our heads and repeat after me, okay? Dear Lord, help us to remember that you have told us to love one another just as you have loved us. Amen. All right, so I am going to share. Because we're supposed to share too, right? So if everybody would like to come up and grab a sucker, you can, okay? Do you guys want to choose?
Nurturing children. This is what God wants us to do as Presbyterian women, is to nurture our children. It's great to see all those kids The special music that we're going to sing today is called Breathe. Back in 2010, we sang this as the special in the women's service. And then some of us were planning on going to Kenya and right after that. And we wanted to teach the girls over there this beautiful song. And I remember it. I couldn't remember the name of it, but Gay remembered. Gay and Jan Hunt and I tried our best to teach them. And so I'm so pleased to have all these women here that will sing this beautiful song.
This is the air I breathe.
Thank you. That was beautiful and brings back some wonderful memories. Bonnie Spurlock is coming to pray for us. And please remember those that are on our prayer list, and especially the Sandy Thompson's family.
Let us pray. We thank you, God, for calling and using women for your divine purposes throughout history. We remember with grateful hearts the women who have come before us, showing us your love, demonstrating your grace, and serving you as they lead your people. May we honor their memories and glorify you as we build on the legacy that they have given to us. We ask this in the name of the one who calls us into leadership, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We have a couple of verses from the Old Testament that I'm going to read today, following the theme, Nurturing God's Children. The first is on page 175 of your pew Bible. It is Deuteronomy 4:9. Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. And also there's Proverbs 22:6 on page 647. Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it.
Good morning. Bev Wilde was ill this morning, and she was supposed to do the New Testament reading, but you will find it on page 976, Matthew 19, verses 13 through 15. Then the little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them, and Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. So nourishing God's children. There's a saying that rings true for all parents. Having a child is like having your heart walking around outside your body. As any parent knows, the process of raising a child is filled with emotions, uncertainties, joys, sorrows. Whether you're a parent, an expectant parent, a grandparent, there's an endless well of comfort, advice, and quotes about gratitude to be found in the Bible. After all, we are all children of God. So it's no surprise that His Word is full of parenting wisdom and understanding when it comes to unconditional love, as well as the worrying, the discipline, and the second guessing that goes into caring for another human being. I read a story about a little boy named Billy who was talking to his mom after church one day. He said, "Mommy, my Sunday school teacher said, God is everywhere." His mom said, "Yeah, that's right." Billy said, "Is he in the sky?" She said, "Yes, he is in the sky." He thought for a minute, and he said, "Is he in my tummy?" She didn't know where this was going. So she said, "Well, I'm not sure, but probably." So Billy thought for a minute, and he said, "Mommy, God wants a cookie." So what does the New Testament say about nourishing His children? We know the principal sources of spiritual food, prayer, studying the scriptures, attending inspirational gatherings, singing the hymns, serving in our callings, partaking of the sacrament, and making other covenants. Just as we need nourishing food to survive physically, we need the Bible to survive spiritually. Our souls are nourished by whatever speaks of Christ and leads us to Him, whether it's written in the Scriptures or taught by other humble servants of God. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." While this verse is certainly speaking of spiritual hunger and thirst, it's also about physical bread. Jesus is speaking of the heavenly mystery, stemming back to the story in Exodus and the miracle of God's provision in the desert. The physical hunger of people has always mattered to God, and it is God who always provides. Matthew 25, verses 35 through 37 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." So Jesus links feeding the hunger to ministering for others. So caring for vulnerable, hungry people is not only following Jesus' lead, but it's the same thing as caring for Jesus. Just as a plant without water will die, faith without action will die. We must constantly nourish our faith through righteous works. As God nourishes our bodies and souls through an abundance of love, He calls us to care for and feed others in the same compassionate spirit. And we see this compassion all around us. We nourish the fiber of our church in recognized and unrecognized ways. One is bringing our families to worship God, contributing to the life of our church, being there for each other as we face the joys and the challenges of each stage of our life, serving as deacons, elders, and mentors. We encourage our youth in their spiritual journey. In Matthew 7, 9 through 10, Jesus talks about God's care for us by using the example of how parents care for their children. He asked his disciples, "Is there any among you who, if your child asks for bread, you'll give him a stone? Or if a child asks for a fish, will you give him a snake?" Just like many of you, Dave and I were blessed to be Sunday school teachers for many of your kids during their junior and high school years. We enjoyed watching them mature and grow spiritually, to get married, to have kids, and begin to nurture their own children. Yeah, we're that old. Many of you have impacted our church family as teachers, tutors, volunteers, confirmation class leaders, youth leaders, vacation Bible school leaders, and many more. We nourish the fiber of our Christian impact on the world through missions, by providing for those in need and less fortunate. Our church has a big heart for missions and shares God's love in so many ways, locally, regionally, and internationally. Our mission ministry is committed to ensure the impact of your support is making a difference, and our impact is clear. On a local basis, in addition to supporting the youth group here at Cook's in their spiritual journey, we also support many youth initiatives through our Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts. Teaching our children to give back to the community is an important part of their development. In April, we'll be celebrating the 5-year anniversary of Leah Lowry's Love Box in front of Rowan Hall. It's helped provide needed items to our community, and Leah continues to be thankful for your support. Her impact continues to grow and meet the needs of more and more people. We've supported the Boy Scout program here at Cooks for 68 years. They've had numerous projects here at Cooks over the years, including the flagpole, Paul Love's volleyball court with its benches, Chris Bade Brady's picnic tables, Ryan Mitchell's brick sidewall at the playground, Eric Thompson's signs and benches for the community garden, and a current scout will be restriping the parking lot soon. Each year they hold food drives for Loaves and Fishes, and it's a wonderful way that we as a church nourish kids in a Christian environment. Our mission outreach locally includes helping local vulnerable families with gift cards at Christmas and other times during the year to assist during those difficult times. And we have had impact in other regional ways as well. A member of Cooks was instrumental in the creation of Lily Pad Haven, a regional nonprofit that addressed the effects of human trafficking by providing safe shelter to survivors. We supported these efforts individually, as a congregation, and even with the use of our property until 2022, when Lily Pad Haven became part of Hope for Justice. Cooks has even made a difference on the global stage since 2008. Hope for Caggiato was founded by members of Cooks Missions Ministry, and we began our annual mission trips in 2010. We've been blessed to witness God's hand at work there in providing physical and spiritual nourishment for these vulnerable kids, and it has truly been a source of spiritual nourishment for us as leaders, as sponsors, and as volunteers involved in this mission. We've led 14 mission trips to Kenya to date and have provided hundreds of kids with your donations of shoes, clothing, toys, and school supplies. Together, we've impacted not only their physical care, but they receive spiritual nourishment by growing up in that Christian environment and through a nurturing relationship with their sponsors, who, by the way, they call their American mom and dad. They do this through letters of encouragement and prayer from both sides. These kids pray for their sponsors. 13 kids are currently being sponsored by Cooks members, but there's almost 40 additional kids that are being sponsored by friends of people from this church. We have many faith stories, and I promise I'm only going to share one. But it's an indication of the spiritual nourishment that these kids receive through our help. We met Ikanet on our very first mission trip in 2010. She had just come about a week before. She was 4 years old, malnourished, had the extended belly, and was petrified. She had lost both parents to AIDS, had no family to care for her, and so you could understand why all of our efforts to make her smile were just met with wounded eyes. However, she wanted to sit beside Ella Holler. I don't know if many of you remember Ella. She was a teenager at the time. Ikanet didn't know English, but Ella would talk to her, and she showed her love and patience. And by the end of the week, Ikanet smiled for us. So each year after that, we felt that connection with Ikanet. And each year when we got there, she was one of the first kids to come running to the bus to greet us. As she grew, as she learned English, she began to open up to me because we spent a good bit of time each year with each other. She told me that God saved her when she came to KCH. For 3 years, we took shoes from Samaritan's Feet, which is a nonprofit here in Charlotte, and we would hold feet washings at the home. It was wonderful to share our faith story with these kids and to tell them how much Jesus loved them. When Econet was 10 years old, I was leading a group of 24 students from UNCC. We were going for their spring break. My bunkmate was a girl named Carly. She complained about everything. The food wasn't good. She couldn't understand why the kids couldn't choose their own shoes out of all of the ones that we brought instead of having them chosen for them, because we'd tagged each pair of shoes with the child's name and their size. She couldn't understand why all the clothes that we took, we couldn't just give them all out to the kids and they could just have their dorm rooms filled with clothes. Instead, they were put into a clothing closet and distributed as they were needed. She couldn't understand why the kids had to do chores. You know, these were little kids. Why do they have to wash their own clothes? Why do they have to clean their dorms? Each day, she had something else that wasn't fair. Each day, we had the conversation of why it was fair. It was a different culture. So the day the feet washing came, Carly came to me, and she was pumped. She was like, I am so excited. I'm going to share my faith story with a child, and they're just going to be blown away. So she came to me afterwards because I had actually paired her with Econet. She came to me and she's in tears. She's crying. She says, it's not fair. It's not fair. I said, okay, Carly, tell me what's not fair. She said, I was supposed to minister to this child, and instead she ministered to me. It still impacts me. But it impacted Carly even more. I didn't hear another complaint the rest of our stay. She was humbled by that experience, as we all should be. Econet had told her that she read her Bible every day, that she prayed to God every day to provide and to protect her. These kids pray every day to provide for their next food, to provide protection when they go back to their villages for their visits. She told Carly she knew God would protect her because she believed. Carly was certainly impacted by this. The following year, we didn't take shoes. And here comes Econet. The bus is coming up. Econet's running out there. Did you bring shoes? Did you bring shoes? I said, no, we didn't get to bring shoes this year. She said, that's okay. I took my shoes to my village, and I washed my cousin's feet, and I told her about Jesus. It was then that I realized why God had put this home on our hearts. That we were there not only to provide physical nourishment, encouragement, prayer support. We were there to build his church one child at a time. I thank God for putting Econet and these children on the hearts of this church and our other church partners. We're doing a remarkable thing there, but they give back to us just about as much as we give to them. Shall we pray? God, open our hearts to nourish your children around us and abroad. Help us to provide the unconditional love you have shown to us. Give us the words and show us the way to provide spiritual nourishment to our children here in the U.S. as well as the children in Kenya, so that they can grow into Christians who will influence their homes and their community. Thank you for your guidance and protection as we plant the seeds of hope. And please, God, speak to the hearts of those who hear us as we share your message. Bless the members of Cook's Church as they provide for our work and missions locally, regionally, and abroad. And thank you, gracious God, for nourishing our bodies and our souls through the abundance of your love. Help us to care for and feed others in the same compassionate spirit. For the earth is yours, and the fullness thereof, and in your presence there is no lack. Amen.
Thank you, Gay. She's such a good speaker. She just has so much to say. Well, we have come down to the time when we are going to present one of our women who has worked so hard in this church. It's the Women's Lifetime Achievement Award. And if you, as a woman, have received this award, would you stand up? I've got mine on. Gay, Johnny, Jeannie. There are some people who aren't here today that have received this award, but we appreciate the dedication of our women. And Johnny is going to do the presentation. And if she doesn't know by now, she will soon.
I have the privilege and honor of presenting this award, this honorary Lifetime Membership Award today, and it's someone that's very special to me, so I'm honored to be able to do it. But this is an honor that's given to women that have worked faithfully in the church, and not just in the church, but doing the women's work in the church, which we've do many things. And the woman that's going to be presented this award today exemplifies these qualities. And as I said, it's my honor to be able to present this award. She has one sister. She has one brother. She has two children, and she has two grandchildren, which she adores and spends much time with. She attended Montreat College for 2 years. And was a two-year, it was a two-year college at the time, so she graduated from Appalachian. She has a degree in business and in IT. While at Montreat, she was known for frequenting Doc Rock's shop often. And I understand that's a place of young people really like to visit. She played soccer for 15 years on traveling team, as well as playing softball. She is very athletic and always has been. She is a lifetime member of Cook's Church. She was married by Marty Martinson. She's been married for 37 years. She has a she met her husband at a semi-pro soccer match. She worked for Bank of America for 25 years and Barclays for 12 years. And she served as an elder, as a youth leader, as a senior high youth, as a scout leader, as well as a Sunday school leader. She wrote the wedding and funeral policies for the church, and she's a wedding liaison at Cook's. A little story about her is that one Christmas, her husband wanted to give her something very special for Christmas. So he went to the bank and he took out a loan just so he could give her this present and she wouldn't know about it. Well, you might know the bank calls to confirm the amount. And who answers the phone? But she does. So then she's all worried. Maybe something's wrong with her husband, because why in the world would he be taking out a loan and hadn't told her about it? So in the end, he had to tell her why he took out the loan. So the surprise for her Christmas was he had to go ahead and tell her. So it wasn't a surprise after all. But she's been responsible for many people joining Cooks because of the greeting that they got when she came to Cooks, because she's always out greeting people as they come in the door. She's headed up the worship committee for many years. And the worship, if you don't know, is ministry is responsible for everything that happens during worship. It includes the coordinating with the music, with the minister for the sermon. It means coordinating with the sound, with people to do readings, with people, the roses that we have for newborns. It includes everything that might happen during worship. She's always busy. She never says no, so her plate's always full. She's also the information and tech department for her huge and extended family, which many are here today. It's my honor to present this award to Denise Veed. Denise, would you come up, please? For all your hard work and all that you do for our church. It's truly a blessing for Cook's Church. This is a pen, a women's pen, and this explains all about the pen.
Okay. I'll just say quickly, I don't do this very well, so thank you very much. I had a little bit of a heads up when I was up here and my husband showed up at the door, and I said, I was thinking something had happened to my kids. And for some reason, I put a dress on today instead of my normal pants and stuff. But it's an honor, the work I do for the church. Sorry. I love this church. I grew up in it, and I'll keep doing whatever I can do. Thank you very much. Got to stay up here and do this now.
You want me to?
You want to read it for me? Huh? You want to read it for me?
I will. We're she was her part in the program today is to do the offertory. So we've got special music by Sarah over here, and I knew she'd be too nervous to. So before the service, I had mentioned that, asked her if she had an offertory prayer that she could offer, and she had one, and I just lost it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of today. Thank you for the offerings to be used for your church. We love you, and we are so pleased to be part of this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Please help me with the charge and the blessing. Go forth and be blessed, favored ones. Let us witness to God's abundant grace and mercy from generation to generation. Amen. Maybe you remember this closing song that we used to sing. We thought we would revive it. Speaker, our readers, and be sure and speak to Denise in the back. Have a great rest of the day.